Joining us this morning here on The Breakfast Club, we're going to talk a bit about the 97 South Song Sessions, and of course, the director, Robert Ott, joining us now. Well, Robert, how are you doing these days?
Well, I'm looking forward to summer, oddly enough. I know we just barely got into winter, but I've already had my eyes fixed on summer. I do think there's a light at the end of the tunnel that we're all seeing, and that might well be it. So very excited to announce that we're going to reprise 97 South Song Sessions in July in Penticton. And the dates will be 23-24 of July. And we're putting on this great event again, which is basically a celebration of songwriting, songs, and storytelling. And in the show, we have, you know, hit songwriters from around North America. Last year, we had slated kind of an equal number of United States-based writers from Nashville and Los Angeles and Canadians. So a good mix of talent in different genres, rock, pop, and country, to sit on a stage together, tell stories about how the great songs that we all know and love came to be in the first place. You know, and my background is in the music business, where I was CEO of a couple of major music companies, first BMG, and then started my own company, which ended up spreading out to three countries and eight offices, and became quite a big concern. And a lot of what we did was develop and support songwriters so they could write great songs and we could get them on the radio and where you play them, and then the audience hears them and it becomes, you know, part of the soundtrack of their life. So It's the whole journey from the beginning, you know, at inception, that inspiration, that moment, that circumstance, serendipity, if you will, that happens, where that work is born, and then later it seems like it was always there. You know, I think we've all had that experience.
Right.
And, you know, in my time in the chair, I found that working with songwriting talent was kind of like Christmas every day, because I'd wait for those great songs to cross my desk, and nobody'd ever heard them, and I got to unwrap them first and listen. And then, you know, sometimes those songs would go on to have great lives and stories. And, you know, I can think of one, the song Springsteen by Eric Church. Our company had, we put a bus out on the road with some of our songwriters in it in a recording studio, and we followed artist tours around to see if we could get a chance to write with the artists and maybe, you know, get that song on their project. So in this case, Eric Church got on the bus with a couple of our songwriters, and that song Springsteen emerged. And I remember getting that across my desk, and I just knew right away I was in the presence of greatness. So that's kind of where we're putting our audience. We're putting our audience at that moment in time when that song was born, or the set of circumstances that culminated in its existence, and letting them see behind the curtain and how that works, and stories about the artists. And it's just a wonderful show, that the kind of show you're not going to see every day.
No kidding. And Robert, I know the lineup that would have been here in 2020 was pretty impressive. Do we know some that are coming for 2021 yet, or is that still a work in progress?
It's a work in progress. Mm-hmm. I think you'll see, you know, a fair number of those names coming back. We're just in the process of speaking to these people, and, you know, we have a lot of things, moving parts to deal with, like our border and things like that. So,
right.
Whatever the case, you're going to see a phenomenal lineup, because I'm not going to rest until I make that happen. And certainly, we've had a good beginning, because we have Tim Nichols, Grammy winner, who wrote Tim McGraw's Live Like You Were Dying, among other fantastic songs, coming, and BC's own Olivia Pinalva, who was an emerging songwriter talent out of British Columbia, from Kelowna, who won our songwriter contest last year and has gone on to have songs on the radio, and I believe is charting on a lot of stations in Canada right now. So We're very excited about that also. And I think there'll be about 12 writers this year.
And you got some good connections. Right? We're tooting your horn. You got some good connections for sure, Robert.
I've got a couple, so you know, all eyes on me. I'm gonna make sure there's a great set of songwriters on the stage. So we're holding the show at the Penticton Convention and Trade Center and the Lakeside Hotel this year. And a lot of the reason for that is they're larger venues, and given COVID and potential restrictions, we want to be cognizant of the fact that we may need to social distance people and so forth. So we decided to stage it in a couple of larger venues as opposed to spreading it out in the town as we were originally going to. So that, you know, that ought to give people confidence that we can scale up or down as required. Although I would say, you know, buy your tickets early because, you know, that first in, last out rule will be kind of how we go at the capacity issue if we do have restrictions.
Well, with that in mind, let's get people fired up about that because, hey, still might make a great gift for someone out there, but how do people get the passes?
Well, there are two passes. One is a festival pass. It's $120. The other is a VIP pass. It's slightly more, and it includes some wonderful things like a VIP dinner. It will include talent and the songwriters, and it also gets you some other fantastic advantages. I think it's a great Christmas gift. I say give the gift of hope, summer, and music. And buy your tickets now for 97 South Song Sessions at www.97southsongsessions.com.